אולי הנה מגילה, קריאת המגילה. Two סעיפים. שולחן ערוך, right, it's like this. חייב אדם לקרוא את המגילה בלילה ולחזור בישנותה ביום. A person is obligated. It's not the Oraisa, but it's Chiyu Medivah Sefer. It's the Arvana, but it's obligated to read the Megillah at night and to return and read it during the day. Okay, so we'll see Mishnah Berurah on this. The Shelaila and the Leni, which is at night, Mana Kol HaLaila. Its time is all night. Everything, whenever it's considered night, you can learn it still. The Shelyom, in the day, the Leni, Zmana Kol HaYom, Manetzach Hamad Sof HaYom. From the night until the end of the day. Okay, from the nates. From the nates, you could learn. Right? There's some minions which you daven before nates already. The Yavad. So you have to make sure to start laning the Megillah only after the nates. V'im k'ra'a mishalah amud ha-shachar yatsa. But if a person lamed it once, there's amud ha-shachar. How do you say amud ha-shachar in English? No, that's Netzach Hamah. Amud HaShachar is when the sky becomes light.
Pillar of light.
Huh?
The pillar
of light. Okay? So then, is Yotzeh B'di... Let's go there, let's go there. Is Yotzeh B'di Avad. Is Yotzeh B'di Avad. If you learn it from Mishara Amud HaShachar, then you're Yotzeh B'di Avad. So Mishnah Berurah said about this. לקרוא את המגילה בלילה. When is it considered? Those not really close, no? That's close. Okay, if you come in, you have to close the door well because they're singing in another room. We said in the Shulchan Aruch that Yachelein, the Megillah, at night. When at night? The Mishnah Berurah writes, Mish'at Tzet HaKochavim, the time that the stars, three stars are shown, not big ones, not small ones, regular sized stars, right? That's the time that you could read the Megillah. Now I'll just add that b'di'avad, if there's a tzibur, b'di'avad, if there's a tzibur, that for some reason, for some dochak, I don't know, something happened, and they won't be able to lay in the Megillah at night, they won't be able to. So then, they should lay, they could lay in the Megillah, even before Tzedek Kochavi, even before Shkia Purim, even before Shkia, before Purim comes in, from Plaga Mincha. But it's a big b'di'avad, and you ask a rabbi before you do such a thing. It's not anyone could do it. But after the time of the laying in the Megillah at night is after Tzedek Kochavi. Only after. Sometimes you have pressing situations, and a rabbi could be matter you to lay in it also earlier, or for a sick person, let's say. You're going to lay for a sick person, right? So you can lay also after Plag HaMincha, an hour and a quarter before Shkia. And then the Avad Gadol. Chatchila, when do we lay? After Tzet HaKochavim. V'lachzor v'lishnotah b'yom. We have to return and read it also during the day. Zecher l'anetz. Zecher Hanes, why? Shayu tzokim yimei tzaratam b'yom v'laila. They used to scream. They screamed to Hashem, also in the day, also in the night. You learn it from a pasuk over there that's referring to Tehillim, and it's referring to Megillas Esther. That pasuk. We learn from that pasuk that they cried to Hashem also in the day and also in the night. So we learn the Megillah also in the day and also in the night. In the time, the Shulchan Aruch says kol ha'layla. Kol ha'layla he could learn the Megillah. From Yitzchak Chavim, until when? Says the Mishnah Berurah, ad amud ha'shachar, until the pillar of the...
Pillar dawn.
Pillar dawn. Pillar dawn. So he adds here, you know, there's a halacha.
You need Marv until
the point
anyways, too.
What?
Same as Marv.
Oh, it's different. That's exactly what I wanted to say. It's different than Marv. Marv, that's exactly what I wanted to point out. Marv, Tfilat Arvit, if someone didn't daven at Marv, okay? And it's Amud HaShachar, you could daven Marv. As long
before,
as it makes. What?
Before Amud HaShachar or?
After Amud HaShachar. Huh? Before Nitz. B'dievet. That's the situation. But as long as he davens, as long as he does Kriya Shema the day, only after the sun rises. Okay? Because we usually do, anyone who davens Nes, when do you do Kriya Shema? Before the sun rises, right? Shmoneh Esrei we do when the sun rises. Right? So if some, because it can't be a contradiction. Either it's night or it's day. You can't contradict yourself. So if you daven Marv so late, right? After the sun started coming up, before it actually came up, before the nitz, so you have to make sure that daven Kriya Shema after the sun came up, but not before the sun comes up. Okay, the Kriya Shema of the day. But Megillah is different. Megillah, if you didn't lay in the whole night until the sun started coming up, you missed it. Wow. You lay only once. It won't help you to lay now once and one after the sun rises. No. Megillah is different. You lay only one. If you didn't lay at night, you lay during the day.
Before Amud HaShachar, that's it.
Before Amud HaShachar. The night one has to be before Amud HaShachar. It must be before Amud HaShachar. Ve'im lo kra kodem, and if you didn't read it before, afilu be'ones, even though it was an ones, right? It was unintentional. It had a situation. Shuv lo yikra, you can't read it. Why? The mishala Amud HaShachar, remember, once the Amud HaShachar comes up, it's a day already, so you can't read it. So the chatchila, when do we lay during the day? From the nitz. From the nitz, you can lay. Okay? When you see the sun here you can see it beautifully coming up over the mountains. You start seeing it, we start seeing it already, you can start laying in the Megillah. Okay? So Mishavur says, if you she'en akol b'ki'im amud ha'shachar. Really, you just told me that amud ha'shachar is day. Right? One said, Amud HaShachar, I can't lay in the night one. So it looks like I could lay in the day, so why can't I lay in the day? You could lay in the day. But since people are not so bucky, when is Amud HaShachar? Because the Amud HaShachar he's referring to here is not the first spark of light that you see. You could put on tefillin then, the first spark of light. You could put on talis to fill in. But he's referring to when the sun is starting to spread. The second Amud HaShachar. 72 minutes before, not the 91 minutes before. Okay? That's 72 minutes. That's 72 minutes.
Today is
40. What? Some persons say, some persons say only 50 minutes before. Some persons say 50 minutes before. The kids, so when you first see the spark, it's not enough. It has to be colorful, the sky. Only then you can read in Megillah. But since people are not baki, when is it considered? When is exactly considered? Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskin that we have to lay in the Megillah only at the nitz, after you see the sun, the ball, right? The ball, the ball of the sun, you know, the globe of the sun, whatever, coming up, only then you should lay. But if you lay it before, you yotze. You yotze. Chatchila, you wait till you see the sun. You lay it before, you yotze. Okay? That's halacha. Until when do we lay it? Ad sofa yom, till the end of the day, meaning till sun set, till you can't see the, what do you call it, the bulb of the sun, the globe of the sun, whatever you call it, the bulb, no?
The
bulb, the bulb, whatever it is. The sun, till you can't see the sun anymore, then you can't say it. What happens if a person sees it's a half an hour before Shkia? And he won't be able to lay in the whole Megillah before Shkia. He doesn't make a bracha on that. He makes it lay in the Megillah without a bracha. If he's going to go into after Shkia, he can't make a bracha on that. If a person is under, he has a flight to take, okay? His flight is taking off soon. And he can't wait till the Nates to lane. He needs to lane it now, before the Nates. So, if he had a pressing situation, so also he could lane it from Amud HaShachar. Okay? Those are the halachot over here. Now, let's see what he has over here. You know that Kriya Shema of the night, the Chatchila, until when? Until Chatzot of night, until midnight. Not 12 o'clock. Midnight, the Halach at midnight. According to Rabbeinu, we hold like them again, Abraham, and it's always 6 hours after Tzitak Kochavim. Rabbeinu holds like they're like Magen Abraham. When you say we hold like Magen Abraham in this, it's always 6 hours after Tzitak Kochavim. We need today. Tzitak Kochavim is at about 10 to 6, so 10 to 12. Okay? So, Chatchila, you're supposed to do Kriya Shema of the night before 10 to 12. Okay? Chatchila. But why? We're afraid. Why can't. But if you didn't do it, you like to do it all night, like we learned. So, how come the Chatchila have to do it till Chatzot? We're afraid that a person might come to miss it out. He won't say it all. Fall asleep, and it will happen. He won't say it at all. But by Megillah, we're not afraid that thing will happen. Because people like to read the Megillah. Right? It's something exciting. Megillah, and Haman, and this and that. So we're not afraid that people might come to not read the Megillah if they don't read it until midnight. Therefore, they can. There's no Indian until Chatzot. Only like Krishna is Indian until Chatzot. Chatchila, but Megillah, no. Okay? Also, you can learn before laning. You can do things before laning the Megillah. You don't have to go right away to laning the Megillah at the time. You don't have to. Why? Because we're not afraid that person might come to miss out. Okay? Okay. So, he has here. Okay, let's go on in the Shulchan Aruch one more seif, and then I'll add more things from here. Shulchan Aruch says like this: back in the Shulchan Aruch, seif bet. Mevatlin Talmud Torah lishmoa mikra megillah. Right? If a person has a shir, a set shir at 8 o'clock, and the lane in the Megillah is at 8 o'clock, we don't do the shir. We go hear the Megillah. You do bitul Torah in order to hear the Megillah. It's not really a bit of Torah, because you're hearing the Megillah. It's also a Torah, yeah? But meaning, mevatlin Talmud Torah in order to hear the Megillah. Kal v'chomer nishar mitzvot shel Torah, all the rest of the mitzvahs, of course, the Torah, which is the learning Torah, which is connected to all the mitzvahs. Of course, anything else, any other mitzvah, is also, of course, is pushed away in front of laying the Megillah. Megillah comes first. She'en l'cha davar sh'nikre nitche mitzvah nikra נקרא מגילה מפניו חוץ ממת מצווה שאין לו קוברים שהפוגעו בו קוברו תחילה ואחר כך קורא. The only thing שכנור says, the only thing which a person has to do before laying the Megillah, right? The only mitzvah that he would do before laying the Megillah is if he finds a mace mitzvah. You know what a mace mitzvah is? Mace mitzvah, a person finds a dead person somewhere and there's no relatives and no one knows who he is, he just knows he's Jewish. So the mitzvah, the person found him to go bury him. And that he could do first before laying the Megillah. But, okay, if you ever have that situation, so you can know that you can bury him first. Okay? But, the Rama adds, and he says, all of that, what the Shulchan Aruch says, that you first bury the mace and then laying the Megillah, is only if you don't have, yeah, if you could do both of them, you have time, you have the whole night, you could do both of them. But if it's already close in the morning, you don't have to do both. Then you first lay the Megillah, huh? No. Then what do you do? No. Then of course, what's the mitzvah d'oraisa? It's to bury the mace. So if you have either to bury the mace or to lay the Megillah. If it's one or the other, because the time is it's almost morning already, then you bury the mace. You don't do the Megillah that night. That poor. Okay. You should never have that situation. And, or if you're a Kohen, no, even if you're a Kohen.
Yeah,
even if you're a Kohen. Okay. So, what's the Shulchan Aruch on this? The Mishnah Berurah says on this. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that you do bitul Torah for hearing the Megillah. The Mishnah Berurah adds and says, Avde Talmud Torah shakul keneged kol ha-mitzvot, even though learning Torah is equivalent to all the mitzvot in the Torah, right? Afilu hayta Talmud Torah shel chavura gdola shel 100 anashim shelo dibur bayit, even if it's 100, a shiur of 100 people, 1,000 people. Afilu achi, even though it doesn't make a difference. Tzarich levatel, you nullify the shiur, you nivata the shiur. Veleilech likrota betzibur, to go read it with a tzibur. Dafka with the tzibur, is it inin to go hear the Megillah? Even though you could lay it alone at home. I know how to lay it, I have a Megillah, I could lay it at home. No, 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 no. Go to shul, in a big shul. Okay, we'll see in a second. Berov Am, Adrat Melech. It says Berov Am, abundant to people, a lot of people. Adrat Melech is the glory of the king. Right? You praise the king when there's a lot of people, it's a big praising. If there's two people, it's not such a big one, right? 10 people, not so big. 100 people, 1,000 people. It's bigger, bigger. וכתב החי האדם, החי האדם ועוד, מכל מקום, מי שמתפלל כל השנה בקביעות מניין מיוחד על התפלל אדם. Nevertheless, if a person, חי האדם adds that, if a person is used to davening a certain minion, even if it's only 10-15 people, right, doesn't have to go to a bigger minion. But that's his usual place that he davens. He doesn't have to go to a different shul, because it's bigger. Right? But if he's davening alone or with a tzibur, of course he goes to the tzibur. Or he doesn't have a specific shul. One day davens there, one day there, one day there. You go to a big shul.
Okay. Is that a general rule that whenever we're davening, we should try to look for the biggest
minion? No. Megillah is then. Megillah that's praised to Hashem. Special thing.
Aside from Megillah, just regular davening.
Minion. The minion which arouses you the most. I would say go to Breast of Minyan. Probably arouses you the most, no? The real Breast of Minyan. Shtark, they scream, they yell, they sing, they dance.
It's only a spiritual hesed.
No. I mean, Breast of Minyan, that they scream and yell and everything. Here they also sit. It's a big plus. Definitely better than any other Minyan in the area. Some people, I know a person who he comes here and he hates it. He doesn't like this. He likes to sit and to say, and to, he doesn't like the singing. And for him, it's not better, not good to be here. And it goes by what you feel, what you need to do right now. Some shuls, you could also sing to yourself. No one cares. No one can sing, do whatever you want. Because everyone's yelling and doing crazy things.
Well, what if you're in a minion where they're not paying attention, all they're doing is talking to their friends?
Yeah, so you don't go to that shul. You don't go to the shul at all. I won't go to that shul. There's no point in going to the shul. The Zohar says that if he's talking in the shul, the tefillahs don't go up. You know that? The Zohar says.
So better go than to dump by yourself, no?
What? I don't think so.
Usually they talk, and it's only in the back, though, so if you move to the front, sometimes you don't hear it.
Right, but the light's in the back.
You need to go and daven when you talk.
Also, if you go, they'll
hear your Yeshua, that they'll do tshuva, and that they'll...
Find a better shul, man.
If you go, you'll be the person to raise all the tefillah. So the...
Yeah, it's
a plus. A story of Baal Shem Tov, once he came to a place, Baal Shem Tov. And he says, he went to a shul. He said, this shul is full of prayers, full of learning. What's... Unbelievable. Really? Yeah, that thing's going up. He's staying down here. What do I want to say? Yeah, Mr. Bo says. Yeah. The Shabbat adds that we said that you have to bury a mitzvah He says, not only a mace mitzvah you'll bury before laning, any mace you could bury, even if it's not someone else to bury, it's good for you, if you're able to bury, it's more covered to bury before. I have to understand, they didn't have fridges also. Sometimes it was summer, you leave them out, the body starts to smell, all kinds of things.
They blow up.
Yeah, and all kinds of disgust. It's not, it's bizayon to the mace.
Decay.
What's a decay?
Decay.
It was bad. Yeah, it was bad. It's dead meat. So then, even if it's just more covered for him to bury now than an hour later, it's better to bury and then lay, if you have time for both of them. Okay? Some person can say, no, only if it's someone that there's no one to bury and he's laying down in the field, in the disgrace, how much, only then you should bury.
They work around the clock, basically.
Yeah, but they don't go bury you right away. That's a thing. They don't always bury you right away. Sometimes 2 hours after the death, they can be ready for burial. Sometimes also a whole day. But they have fridges today, right? So you put the body in the fridge; doesn't smell.
I think the fastest we did was. My father-in-law passed away at 6:30 in the morning, and we had the funeral by 3.
That's a chesed. It's an Israel, it's much faster. My grandfather, 4 hours after the burial, by the cemetery.
And people were complaining that I was doing things too fast. It was a Friday afternoon. They said, why don't we wait a week or two?
You could do 2 hours, you could do Tara.
Yeah, that's what it took.
Not more than that. You don't need more than that. It's sometimes paperwork that's before with the date and everything that's a thing.
Tell me about it.
So.
But, you know, you have to do what you have to do.
What do you do first in the day? A bris or megillah? Bris the raisa, yeah, but you could do both. It doesn't make a difference. Not that you have, it's not one or the other. One or the other, of course, will do bris first. Who said that's Tadim? You should do Megillah first because Pilstuma Nisa, but that's not the minhag in the world. Everyone does first Bris. The Bris is usually first before the Megillah, right before. I've been here Bris and also here.
So you'd have Bris, Megillah, then the meal?
The meal, yeah, whatever. The meal in the afternoon. What do you mean? The Purim Suda?
No, I'm talking about the Bris, meal for the Bris.
You have to have a separate one for the Bris and then have one for the
meal. Yeah, meal for the Bris.
Not, yeah, you don't have to have a meal. It's a good thing to do.
It's not a meal.
Not a meal.
Yeah, you have cookies.
No, you like to have lox and bagels. And
who said you have to have lox and bagels? You could have also Rogala. Right. Well, yeah. My son's a bris of Shabbos. So I brought all that after the shul.
Right.
And afterwards, I had the meal at home. I had 10 people at the meal, but it's nothing to do with the. The bris is even on the fast day when there's no meal. Okay. So it brings down in the Mishavur a big machlekes. If you bury first, if he could do one or the other, if you'll do the burial first. Because since he said, even though maybe it's a little bit of bizayon for the mace, but you could do the mace also after, let's say it's right before the morning, right before the end of Purim, right? And you could do one or the other. Right? You don't have time for both during the day. But still, Megillah, you can't do at all after the day. But burying the dead, you could do after the day. So, it's another 45 minutes, no. So a lot of places can say that, you'll do the laning first. He brings big machlekes, he doesn't conclude.
How do we hold?
Let's see if he adds here. It's something that he will say.
Everybody knows how to bury the dead.
What?
Everybody knew how to bury the dead. What does that mean?
I assume, I don't know. I don't know, but Meis Mitzvah, I don't know, they do Tavata and Meis Mitzvah, yeah, probably. But maybe, yes.
But you can bury this, you can read the Megillah all day long.
No, but let's say it's right before Shkia. You didn't read it all day, that's right before Shkia. Now you have.
Yeah,
or it's in the nighttime right before the day.
So then, of course, that happens.
Who said? I mean, doing Gemara isn't that difficult.
No, but you have to know. Maybe there's all kinds of minhagim. But basically, the main thing is that the body has to be clean before the. Even if you don't do all the things, the inside washing and the putting the stone, what do they put on the eyes?
Coins.
Coins, I don't know, something they put on the eyes and breaking the thing. Tell us this.
And you have to cut the scissors.
You have to make a hole.
Make a hole is difficult?
Of course.
Today they have a thing that does it. And no, it's done. You dig? Depends where you live. If you live in Tel Aviv, it's very easy to dig. Yerushalayim, it's kind of hard to dig, yeah. Yeah, it's all stone.
That's
the sound of the stone. So? So. Im ispar shtiblach. Regarding a shoe that has a few shtiblach. So where should he daven? He daven in a shtiblach. Maybe you should all daven in one big minion, like we learned before. So he says, yeah. But a shul, if you're used to davening in a specific shul, so you don't have to go to a different shul, but a shul that has all kinds of shtiblas, and you don't care where you daven, right? It's not good for them to daven in separate minion. They should daven in one big minion. Right? And it's not beseder. Some people only makpid on this only for the day, and for the night they're not makpid. It's not beseder. Even for pulling the day, you should do the laning at a certain time, right? So a lot of people could come at once. And not like they do today in a lot of places, the shtiblach, each shtiblach means the Megillah. It's not beseder. Not beseder. The shtiblach is good for mincha mayim. Yeah? No, but the yevad also shachas. But for the laning, the Megillah, it's not so good. You're yoytze, but it's not. You're doing, performing a mitzvah, really do it in the best way, right? It's better to go, where anyways you're going to Shtiblach, go to bigger minion. Say that? So?
Does the reading of the Megillah have to be part of the Tfilah?
No. No. Usually it is. It doesn't have to be.
No, I know. You can just go out in the field and have thousands of people reading the Megillah without a Tfilah. Like
right.
I say, you can.
Yeah. But it has to be without a microphone.
So everyone can hear.
Yeah. Everyone can hear the voice of the back there. Because you're not hearing his voice. You're hearing electronic, what is it called? Electronic
reproduction.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. You're not hearing the guy himself. But the Avad, if you're close enough where people could, people anyways can hear you, so even through the microphone, they're yotze. But people are far away, they're only through the microphone, they hear you, you're not yotze.
We'll be on the radio in
the morning. Of course not yotze. But you can answer on main on the radio. But only on the radio. But if it's like a... if it's a Lavian connection, let me say Lavian connection.
Satellite
connection, you can't answer on main. Why?
Because
you hear it 10 seconds, 15 seconds later. Can't say it. On the phone, it's only a delay of 1 or 2 seconds. If it's through a radio connection, you could answer.
You should answer.
If it's through a satellite connection, you're not allowed to answer. It's the batala.
Except for one thing. At least in the United States, there's a mandatory 15 second delay.
On what?
On the radio.
Really?
Yes.
That's how they censor.
That's how they censor. They have a kill button, so that in case someone shoots their mouth off,
really?
They can kill it immediately.
15 seconds?
15 seconds.
So in Israel, so in America, you can't answer on the radio. In Israel, you could.
You have nothing to answer on
the radio. I thought you can't listen to the radio here because of all the nonsense.
No, but a lot of shirim on the radio. Depends what you listen to.
A lot.
Top, one more halacha here. And then we go on to Muti Shalom. טוב, בסדר, טוב. בוא נפנה שם.